بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد pertinent directives of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding trade and business, cancelling a sale and its reward. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will annul the sins of the person who annuls the transaction of a Muslim and refunds it. Sayyiduna Abu Shurayh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever takes back the goods of a fellow Muslim which had been purchased from him will have all his sins forgiven by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Note, many a times a person buys an article and regrets later on. This is an excellent opportunity for the seller to have his sins forgiven by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by simply refunding the money and taking the item back. Unfortunately, many a business person boldly announces that there will be no refunds or returns for goods purchased from them, whereas the hadith speaks so highly of this actions, Muslims should avoid such practice. The choice after the transaction is finalized. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam purchased an item from somebody and after finalizing the sale said to him, "You have the choice of either maintaining the transaction or cancelling it." Thereafter Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this was the proper procedure of carrying out the transaction. This means that if the opposite party is unhappy, they may cancel the transaction. Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered a villager the option of cancelling after selling something to him. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that a sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu came to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complained that on many occasions he realized that he had been deceived after the transaction had been concluded. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that he should say the following words when enacting a transaction. The words are, "There shall be no deception." In a narration of Nazbur Rahya mentions that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed him to say the following words, "There shall be no deception and I will have a choice of 3 days in deciding whether to return or keep the goods." Note, the above ahadith indicate that a buyer has the choice of returning the goods within 3 days. There are great rewards in this action. However, this law only applies if the goods are purchased, if the goods are in the original condition, and if the condition of return was stipulated at the time of the transaction. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.